Hello, it is Wildcards, the show where you decide what we spend our time talking about. It's Harriet Pryor this week, but I've gone for the exact intro that Amelia Bonner does in her honour. I've got Grace Maley with me today, Lizzie Doyle, Mike Kearney and Phil Blundell. How's everyone feeling after the big weekend of, well, we had Lizzie Doyle Day, we had two bank holidays, we had Easter. Is everyone good?
Yeah, I'm all right. My voice doesn't say otherwise, though.
We had a lovely time. We'll come on to that a bit later because the topic that's won in general will allow us to dwell on the weekend. But first of all, we have got Liverpool. We'll deal with the serious stuff first. And your options in Liverpool were Konate with 23%, Bobby Firmino with 37%. And the winner was front three with Diaz back, and that got 40% of the vote. So Phil, I'll come to you first. It's just nice to have him hopefully back in the mix at the weekend, isn't it, first of all?
Yeah, he is. He's different in that he is a proper left winger, whereas Nunes has been playing there. He's not a left winger. Jota's been playing there. He's not a left winger either. And Gakpo's been playing there, and I'm not quite sure that's what he is. So Diaz comes in, and he is the best man for that job. So it's nice to have him back. It leaves us with a bit of a 5-3, not problem, I don't think. I think there's a... It means you can do loads of things. Like if you've got five top attackers, it means you can tell one of them you're going all in for 90 minutes. You tell the other two you need to play for an hour and then you're coming off. It enables you to do different things. It enables you to be unpredictable. Like if you're the opposition, how do you plan to play Liverpool when you know that they could play Luis Diaz on the left wing or they could play Darwin Nunes on the left wing? They're not the same type of player. They're not going to do the same thing. Your right back has got to sit there and prepare to do two completely and utterly different things. And you don't know exactly what they're doing until an hour before kickoff. It gives us options, which is something that I think when we brought Diaz in last January, it was something we felt as well, whereas you always knew what the attack was going to be, and then you suddenly didn't. And now it's probably even stronger than it is. I think this is probably a stronger front five. And I say front five because I don't really think you can include Firmino just simply because he's leaving in the summer. It's probably as strong a front five as I can ever really remember us having. And it's just a luxury and nice position to be in.